Day 24, December 23rd. Today's reflection is based on Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Portia Williams Gates, class of 2024. Long before there are angels or wise men or the wonder of a birth, the Gospel of Matthew begins with names. A list. 17 verses long. To some, that might seem like an odd way to begin the story of Jesus, but the naming itself is sacred. It's not filler. It's intentional information for what will become the formation of Christ. This gospel doesn't start with spectacle. It begins with memory. As a child, I would often look at texts like this and skip over them. Get me to the good part. But what I didn't realize then, and what I know now, is that this is the good part. With adult wisdom, I have learned that reading this genealogy is to feel the weight of one's legacy. It's a call and response between generations. It's a litany of survival. Each name is a signpost, reminding us that Jesus does not arrive from nowhere. He comes from a people and an established legacy. And then, unexpectedly, come the women. Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, the wife of Uriah, Mary. They are not accessories to the narrative, but rather they are anchors to the genealogy. Each of them navigated systems not built for their flourishing, and yet here they are. Women, woven into the story of God, disrupt notions that the divine feminine is easily discarded. The women, too, are present right alongside the names of kings, refugees, betrayers, and the faithful. Each of them counted for the record. Matthew's genealogy is not just about the bloodline that Jesus is born into, but how naming and record-keeping is a way of sacred storytelling of survival. I think back to my grandma's Bible. Stuffed between the pages are obituaries from loved ones who have joined the great cloud of witnesses. My mother, too, has her Bible stuffed with obituaries. Now I, too, have a Bible stuffed with obituaries. This stuffing isn't just a matter of collecting. It curates a sacred space to remember those who came before us and presents a record of their existence. This, too, is part of Advent, the slow and intentional act of remembering. Not just looking forward to what is coming, but honoring the holy that has already been. In remembering the names for the record, we also make space for our own stories to exist and to be added to the list. Today's prayer. God of sacred memory, you move through generations. Remind us that you were ever present with our kin. In this season of longing, waiting, and anticipating, remind us that we too are part of the unfolding story for the future generations to come. Make us whole as we honor the stories that shaped us, the precious memories that formed us, the flesh of our humanity that holds us. May we recall the names of our ancestors for the record to remind us that we stand in a sacred lineage of believers and people who trusted you. As you were with them, be with us also. Amen.